All right, y'all, we got a special guest on the phone.
Woo!
Yes. Living as a legend got to be hard, but she does it well.
Yes.
She's a media mogul, actress, producer, huge philanthropist. Her newest project is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. And she's executive producer and the star of the movie, and The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. That airs this Saturday at 8 p.m. 7 Central on HBO. Let's find out more about this new movie. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. The one and only Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
What's up, O?
Hey, Dr. Harvey. How you doing?
Dr. Harvey. I like that. I like that. Oprah is my big homie. I get in trouble, I call her right away.
Hey, so thanks for having me on to talk about this. You know, I lived in Baltimore for 8 years, and I was a member of the community. I went to Bethel AME Church every Sunday, 8 o'clock service. I was in the community, active. And all those years, I never heard of this woman who also had lived and thrived and contributed so much to medical science and lived in Baltimore. And herself, anybody who's taking any kind of medicine today is taking that medicine because of what Henrietta Lacks, an African-American woman who died in 1951 of cervical cancer, herself created so many medical breakthroughs, changed countless lives, and the face of medicine forever. So I heard that story. I read that book. Wow. And thought, wow, I lived in Baltimore all that time, never heard her name, never heard about the heel self. And, you know, I'm always interested whether I find a good muffin, a panini, or a car. I want to share it. I want to tell everybody. Hey, y'all. Relax. Y'all should know about her. That's a name we should know, because this African-American woman who just came from an ordinary family in Baltimore, all of her descendants still living, I saw about 60 of them last night, who really changed the face of medicine. So that's what the story is about.
You know, that's amazing, because you know you have a knack for telling these types of stories, for exposing people to things like this. You know, this story is told through the eyes of the woman herself, Henrietta Lacks' daughter, Deborah.
Yeah.
Now, you play the role of Deborah, and critics have raved about this performance you put on Oprah. Tell us about your cast and how you feel about the movie, the role itself.
I feel that, you know, at first I was really kind of intimidated by it, because the truth is I haven't done a lot of acting because I had that day job, you know, all those years.
Right.
And it kind of, you know, so from the very first film I ever did, Color Purple, I was nervous and scared the whole time I was doing that. I thought Steven Spielberg was going to fire me every day. And every time I step on a set, I recognize, you know, because I'm not one of those people with a, you know, big head. I recognize everybody on this set knows more than I do. They've done it longer than I've done it. They're more experienced than I am. And this was a really challenging role because the woman is bipolar. Deborah was diagnosed as being bipolar, which means she has a range of emotions. I mean, one day, one moment she's, you know, friendly and warm and generous and gracious, and then somebody does something to upset her, and then she's outraged and upset and distrusting and furious. So, you know, I'm not a person who carries or has ever carried a lot of anger or rage, so I had to really dig deep and pull some up out of my toenails to do a lot of those scenes, because it's just not in my nature. So challenging, yes, but I had George Wolfe, the esteemed director, helping me, and Audrey McDonald, who's won, you know, six Tonys, had told me that if you ever get a chance to work with George Wolfe, you should take that opportunity. So I sort of leaned in and surrendered and said, Jesus, help me. And and it worked out. It worked out. I'm really pleased with how it's all turned out.
Yeah. Were you also involved in the casting?
Well, George, you know what I do when I, you know, as executive producer, I get to veto a decision, or I get to certainly contribute to the decisions that are being made. But what I try to do, as I know you do, Steve, too, is you surround yourself with people who know what they're doing, and then you let them do it.
Yes, he does, Oprah. Yes, he does.
That's how
you're here right now.
We're here right now.
Yeah. All of Miss Oprah.
You surround yourself with other people. So George Wolfe, you know, he knew what he was doing as a director. I trusted him. So he was responsible for most of the casting, and he would say, what do you think of this person? What do you think of this person? I go, fine with me, because... you know, he's been doing it far longer than I have. So I was involved in, you know, much of the production and the decisions that were being made. But I try to, when I step on a set as an actor, let myself, let the rest of all of, you know, my abilities to make decision or have influence over other people, I let that go and surrender to the director. That's what I try to do.
Hey, When we watch this movie, what do you want the takeaway to be from
the movie? I want people to know that every story is important. And, you know, particularly in our culture, the African-American culture, knowing who you are and where you've come from, you know, what drove this character, Deborah, was wanting to know, you know, because a lot of us come from families where something happens in the family, nobody wants to talk about it. So she, for years, was asking people about her mother, tell me about my mother, because her mother died when she was 2 years old. And nobody would talk about it because, I think, partially because she died of cervical cancer, you know, so who's going to, nobody talked about those kind of female problems or female issues. And also, they didn't understand themselves what had happened. They didn't know until 1970. She died in 1951. They didn't know until the 70s that their mother's cells had been taken and had been sold and that the drug companies were making millions and now billions of dollars off of those cells. And they, to this day, have not received a dime for it. So that's really the essence of the story. And I want people to come away with a sense of knowing your own family roots and knowing what your own legacy is. And I think everybody will relate to them because it's just an ordinary family whose mother has made extraordinary contributions. It could have been any of us.
Yeah, I just think this is another great undertaking. Folks, it's The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Now, it's going to air this Saturday, everybody, April 22nd, on HBO at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. It's a great movie, man. We got to go see it. Oprah's been getting some rave reviews about her acting, so she done killed the thing. So all we got to do is show up.
Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. When are you coming to California, Steve?
I was just out there this weekend, but I was killing myself working. You know, I told Marjorie we'll be out at the house. She saw the tree. She want to go sit under it.
Okay. All right. Come on up and see me.
All right. I will. Thank you, darling.
All right. Thank y'all.
We'll be there. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of getting texts from your wireless company about reaching your